Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Alaska Supreme Court has ordered the State Redistricting Board to use its April 5th plan as this year's interim plan, as long as some changes to Southeast districts are amended. The board's attorney, Michael White, says this gives clear direction on how to deal with the Federal Voting Rights Act, or VRA. The High Court denied the board's petition to use an earlier plan in this year's election.
They said, no, what we want you to do is use your new plan, adopted on April 5th of this year, but you have to redraw Southeast first to not take the VRA into consideration. And they required us to submit the new Southeast districts to the court by next Tuesday at noon.
Attorneys argued the case yesterday. Issues are still pending, but this plan will be used for the next election at least. The board has to take a look at the Southeast House Districts 31 and 34 and Senate Districts P and Q, now held by Bert Stedman and Tom Wagner. The April 5th plan was rejected by a lower court for violating the state constitution, and the court has yet to fully resolve that. Governor Sean Parnell yesterday signed into law explicitly banning text messaging while driving. Lawmakers thought they had handled the issue 4 years ago, but last year some judges in the state ruled the law did not cover sending messages over smartphones. The legislature's legal advisor said it would take at least 3 years to appeal the decision, so lawmakers decided to make the law more specific. Haines Republican Bill Thomas was one of six sponsors of the bill.
There was a public safety issue all along. And you travel about 6 seconds while you're texting, which is the length of a football field. And you can either drive off the road, hit another vehicle, or do something else. So the idea is to concentrate on your driving and not texting.
The bill goes into effect today, and violators risk being charged with a misdemeanor. A former aide to the late State Representative Carl Gatto will be sworn in today in Palmer to serve out the remainder of his term. Governor Sean Parnell chose Shelley Hughes from among three candidates put forth by House District 13 Republicans. House Speaker Mike Chenault announced yesterday that Hughes had been confirmed by a majority of Republicans in the State House. And Governor Parnell has appointed a Palmer man to the Alaska Board of Game. Peter M. Probasco will serve in the seat formerly held for nearly a year by Lynn Keough Jr. before Keough's appointment was rejected by the legislature last month. Probasco's appointment is also subject to confirmation. Probasco has an agricultural background, according to biographical information released by the governor's office. His professional career includes work as a professor and associate director at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service, as well as with the state's Division of Agriculture. He also worked as an insurance agent. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for wet and windy conditions for today and this weekend. High today should be in the high 40s.